This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and emergency workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail to wherever it needs to go, Felix and company, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to where it needs to go, our Amazon warehouse workers, our Amazon drivers. And you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're there as Captain's America. And you can find us at our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's Captain's America Third Watch.com. You can go over there and listen to us 24 hours a day, playing the latest show. The stream is over there so you can hear it. We're playing the latest show over there. And as they say to Kyle Warren, everything is wonderful.
Everything is wonderful.
That's right. Yep. Okay, I'm going to. Thanks, guys. Thank you. All right, there we go. Everything is wonderful. All right, you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I certainly am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we always emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian beliefs and practices. Now, the emerging coronavirus variants that are coming out are showing the natural evolution of viruses by weakening and becoming more contagious. And in some cases, they're actually no more contagious than the flu right now. You're aware of that, right?
Yes.
But the Biden administration wants to keep manipulating COVID to control the populace because it's more interested in following political science rather than actual true science. Follow me so far?
Yep.
Now, the person that said that was the former Housing and Urban Development Secretary, Dr. Ben Carson. And I agree with what he says. I think they're trying to overplay this again because they've come out in some places saying, oh, we have to wear the mask. Oh, we have to go back to social stuff. Oh, we have to do this. Oh, give me a break.
Yeah, well, forgive me, but science, right? You know, I think this is they're trying to make us think that political science is real science, and I appreciate what Dr. Ben Carson is talking about, because Captain, when I studied political science, it was actually the science of politics in that sense. But what political science has become is the science the government tells you you have to believe and not question, because doing so is, you know, anti-government, anti-whatever it might be. But science should be science, and we should be following it, and it should be peer-reviewed. That's another huge issue in scientific research. And as far as COVID is concerned, anybody who would try to really, evaluate things using their own expertise, just being recognized in the field and learned and this kind of thing, were really dealt with harshly, for lack of a better term, because the political science had to line up with the political message.
Well, David Horowitz told Bill O'Reilly on his program that Joe Biden and top liberals were out to destroy America, and this was just another illustration of it.
Well, the idea, of course, is that, when you have certain policies that are just absolutely detrimental, it does sort of beg that question. Throughout our, especially the modern era in the United States, it's hard to go after people and say that they're literally trying to destroy America. But in recent times, you have politicians who seem to favor policies and favor agendas that are not inclusive, that aren't looking to find common ground, but are in fact trying to establish things like authoritarian control over things. And it's incremental. It's not the revolution is on Tuesday or something like that, but it certainly is chipping away at the very heart of the things that make Americans Americans, in the sense of our God-given rights and these kinds of things. And that's why it's become much tougher recently.
Well, tech executives are moving from the idea of fast-paced growth to protecting their bottom line in the tech industry. Last year was marked by small startups to tech giants expanding less with expenses under close scrutiny. Now, this week, both Salesforce Incorporated and Amazon.com Incorporated announced intentions for layoffs. Large layoffs. Amazon plans on laying off more than 18,000 people. Most of these will be in retail, recruiting, and device businesses, according to Chief Executive Andrew Jassy, who oversees the device area, and he has stressed cost management, which it's about time for that, I guess, right?
Well, yeah. Well, this is an interesting bellwether, isn't it? We've got to stay tuned for that.
Hold that thought. We'll be back with more. We're going to talk about that, plus some other things going on here. Don't go nowhere. I shall return.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
All righty, that's some fancy stuff from Jeff in Sarasota. But I guess we'll take it. This portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com website. Now, you know, folks, if you just want to go over there and see what he's got on sale, you'll hear what it is he's talking about, where you can save 80% on this and that and all the different stuff you've seen on TV and heard on the radio or seen on the Internet or whatever. And all you're going to need is to go to MyPillow.com. And go into the radio listener specials page. You're going to need a product code to get in there. So you type in Captain, and away you go. Away you go. And shop till you drop, because you are going to find stuff. I mean, you are going to find stuff. All kinds of things. You'll be able to save up to 80% on many items. Other items are half off. Other items are $90 off, for example, on the slippers, the all-new slippers. You get $90 off the regular price. My goodness. And then, of course, the towels you heard me talk about. You can save $50 on a set of six towels. The bath towels are the size of a beach towel. I'm not exaggerating. That's how big they are. You talk about being fully wrapped. That's the way to do it. All right. But go over to MyPillow.com. Go into the page that says Radio Listener Specials, and then don't forget, you're going to need a promo code to get in there. The promo code will always be the word Captain, and go in there and see what you can save on the products that are in there. You will be amazed. Now, you can also call them if you want to do it on the phone by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. and you'll be in Lake Flynn. In the meantime, Kyle and I are going to pick it up where we left off, so here we go. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Well, let's get back to what we were doing here, because, you know, the tech executives right now are having not an easy go of it, nor should they. But let's take, for example, what's going on in Seattle. Have you heard that the Seattle schools are actually suing some tech giants over their social media harm that they've done with their social media posts telling the kids, well, don't go here, don't go there, because it does this, it does that, when it's not necessarily the truth as to what was going on?
I haven't heard too much about it, to be honest, but that does not sound like it's a good thing at all.
No, but they have been telling you about, you know, don't use this website, don't use that website because of whatever, and it may or may not have been true, is my point.
Oh, I see. Exactly. Well, of course, obviously, you know, the social media has become so ubiquitous, and whether or not you're in school during the day, you're still getting exposed to it. I can imagine that it would be incredibly distracting to begin with, mm-hmm. you know, having had teenagers in high school recently. Yeah.
Well, I've had people say to me, how come you're so adamant about TikTok? What's wrong with TikTok? Okay. How about this? It spies on you. It attaches to you like super glue and follows you wherever you go and whatever you do on the internet. You are screwed, blued, and tattooed, because the Chinese who operate it will know everything you are doing.
Well, right. And that in and of itself should be terrifying, right? That should elicit a reaction of being terrified.
Mm-hmm.
But Captain, what we're finding, especially with young people today, is that they don't seem to see a major problem with, you know, people knowing stuff about them online. The reactions you might get are things like, well, all these different places track you and they know about you and they look at what you're looking at and this kind of thing. They're building the shadow data about you, right? A data shadow is what they call it. And so it's difficult to get young people, especially who are mostly using TikTok, right? In order to become very, very concerned that these things could actually affect their future.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it could be interesting if they try to figure out what I'm doing.
Right.
I don't even know
right.
what I'm doing.
Well, also, but also, though, too, social media, it follows you no matter what. If you go to apply for a job these days, one of the things they're going to do is search you on social media to see what you do and whether or not you've, you know, seem like someone who's making wild posts about things and stuff like that. And so all that goes into the mix now.
Now, I don't know if you've been paying attention to what the Democrats are trying to sell, but they're selling a bunch of gobbledygook again, lying about the fact that the Republicans are going to cut people's Social Security, they're going to cut their welfare, they're going to cut their Medicaid, their Medicare, they're going to cut, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. That's not exactly what they're going to do. What they're doing is there is so much corruption in some of those that they're going to try to get to the bottom of it, and when they do, they're going to cut those people off that are dead people collecting, let's say, welfare, dead people collecting Medicare, dead people collecting Social Security. They're going to cut those people off so they won't get the money, and the money will go back where it was supposed to go, to those people that were expecting to get it anyway.
Right. However, the message will be that the Republicans want to take away, right?
That's not true.
Or cease. Doing that, this and such. And this is one of those times, Captain, where all the stuff you described, people who are no longer living and they are receiving the benefits and stuff like that. What we should be seeing in our society, Republican or Democrat, you know, so left or right of the aisle, basically, is that, hey, that sounds like a great idea. That benefits everybody. That's something we should all do. And we applaud the Republicans for spearheading this. But we never hear stuff like that, because as politics has become pretty much sports teams to a great degree, you have people say, well, it doesn't matter what the Republicans are doing, it's bad. And then we can characterize it as being bad. And we'll go from there. So gone are the days when you say, yeah, I think President so-and-so did the right thing on that. Or, you know, I can agree with that, but I don't agree with this other stuff. This is where we're headed. That's bad.
Well, four-term Michigan U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, about 5 days ago, announced that she was no longer going to run for the U.S. Senate, which has really opened up the gates real quick in Michigan for the people that might want to jump into the race up there on the Democratic side of the aisle, because she is a Democratic senator, or the Republican side of the aisle. And I think it's going to get very interesting in Michigan up there in 2024.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that at all, because obviously, you know, and we, as we just went through with the governor's race, right, with Governor Whitmer, the state of Michigan chose her again, despite all of the lockdowns and the lockouts, so you have the sense of you can't go buy this, you can't go buy that during COVID, which would seem to be a pretty winning strategy for a challenger, but it wasn't. So it will be interesting to see what happens in Michigan. And I don't know, I'm just going to make a first here, Captain. I'll just go out on a limb. We'll nominate Ron Edwards to run for senator.
Yeah, there you go. Senator Ron. Yeah. We'll make sure we get to that tomorrow, because he's not listening to us now. But we'll make sure we send him a message and say we're going to nominate him to run for the Senate.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. I don't know what they'll get, but we'll nominate him anyway.
Yeah, in all seriousness, yeah, this, you know, I think, Captain, because we're going to continue to see inflation just chip away at the American economy and the American consumer. And so as we head towards 2024, all these things, these can be game-changing problems,
right,
that we're going to continue to see. So anything's possible going into that. So I don't think things are safe, as it were, for the Democrats.
Now, Moscow ended their self-proclaimed ceasefire, and they vowed to press ahead into Ukraine after they were the ones who cooked up the ceasefire to begin with and says, well, we don't want to, it's the holidays, and we don't want to do this and all that. And all of a sudden, they started firing on the Ukrainian military.
Well, they did. That's right. And you're right. It was self-imposed. You know, they wanted to have the Orthodox Christmas ceasefire. But, you know, here we go. I mean, and we're coming up on the one-year anniversary as well for this thing. And Lord only knows where it's going to go. But hopefully, Captain, Vladimir Putin's going to start figuring out that he can't win. But even if he does that, doesn't mean he's going to stop. You know, this, you know, he's simply not going to go back to the Russian people and say, well, I made a mistake.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with the bottom of the hour report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren, I'm going to put on hold. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming your way this morning. I shall return. I promise.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You USA News Update. The House will take up debate on new rules today after electing a new speaker. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy finally gained enough support from his own party to become speaker early Saturday. It took 15 ballots for him to do so. The final vote was 216 votes for McCarthy, 212 votes for Democratic House Leader Hakeem Jeffries, and six representatives voting present. McCarthy won the gavel at a cost, having made concessions to a group of hardline conservatives that weaken his power as speaker. The Chicago Bears are securing the top pick in the 2023 NFL Draft. After Sunday's loss to the Vikings, the team finished the regular season with a league-worst record at 3-14. It's the first time since 1947 that the Bears have the first pick. The Houston Texans, who came back to beat the Indianapolis Colts in Week 18, are set to pick second. The NFL Draft opens April 27th in Kansas City. This is Julio Flores, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here with Dave Moss Jr. talking about how their service department makes customers' lives easy.
Captain Matt, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best around, and our service department works around your schedule as a customer, not ours. We're now featuring extended service hours from up to 7 p.m., and if you're too busy to drop your car off with us, we'll come pick the vehicle up from you, do the service, and then drop it back off to you once the service is complete.
And you know, folks, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best. Tampa, Newport Richey, Crystal River, or on mossnissan.com, and tell them the captain sent you.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. That'll always get you that free cup of coffee, a test drive, and you never know. You might actually get some money marked off a car because of that. So there you go. But anyway, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we've been talking a lot about the tech giants and the stuff that's going on there and the fact that they're laying off people, and it looks like Amazon's going to lay off 18,000 people, mostly in retail, recruiting, and device businesses. Okay, I get it. I understand that, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
What are your thoughts about that?
Well, you know, I do think that we're seeing these job cuts coming into Amazon. They say, of course, they're still fully committed to all their stuff that they're doing. But obviously, Captain, this is a very serious thing. Is it just because, you know, we're coming out of the holidays now, obviously, but things are changing, and I think things are changing in spending. for people. A lot of people did a lot of their holiday and Christmas shopping online. A lot of them used Amazon, but it's not going to gravy train forever because people are having real difficulties. And this is why I was mentioning in the last segment about the inflation factor in and of itself, I think, is going to be a really huge downgrade on the economy and for politics as well, because it's affecting everybody's lives. They can't avoid it any longer.
Well, I did a lot of shopping online for Christmas too, but because I wait till the last minute, and that's just what I do. Sorry. By the way, wait till you hear this one. The IRS is auditing now a lot of people. You're aware of that, right?
Well, of course, yes.
Okay, and we've got 87,000 people working for the IRS right now as special agents or whatever that were being told by Steve Scalise over the weekend that they were going to be disbanded, and a lot of them were going to be offered a job with the Border Patrol and be sent to the border.
That's right. That's one of the particular points the GOP-led Congress wanted to get underway, you know, right away.
Yeah. Now, that being said, the IRS is auditing targeted poor people at a higher rate than the millionaires in 2022. Isn't that just ducky?
Well, you know, Captain, you know, going back even to Donald Trump, when there was questions about his tax returns and this kind of thing, and Donald Trump said, you know, well, you can be very smart. If you have very good, I'm just paraphrasing here, you have very good tax attorneys and accountants and so forth, they know what the system is, they know what the law says, and they are able to help people who have those kinds of finances. But people who don't have those kinds of finances and can't hire a crack tax attorney or a crack CPA, they're going to suffer more because they can't deal with the IRS on their own.
Well, let's say you sell something, or maybe you get a check from somebody for something for $500 or $600 or whatever. I'm not sure what the exact amount is. It's either $500 or $600, but you need to report that as income, because if you put it into a bank account, it's going to show up that way whether you report it that way or not.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think, Captain, in the new tax code, there was even stuff having to do with the ability, like things like Venmo, for example,
right,
that were going to be tracked, you know, all the time. And I think that, if I'm not mistaken, I think some of that was backed off on for now. It just hasn't been implemented, per se. But that's right. And especially, Captain, everything in our society is now heading towards a cashless system. You know, people used to go and pay cash for things. That's becoming it's less these days. Some people will only pay cash, obviously, but everything is geared up now to where if, for example, you have the Apple Pay on your iPhone, you're going to click your iPhone in order to pay for something. You don't even reach for a credit card anymore. But everything's electronic. If somebody owes you money or you went out and you said, okay, let's split the check, and they say, well, I'll Venmo you the, you know, whatever, you know, $25 or something. All that is trackable because it's all electronic.
Now, there's a YouGov poll that came out that rated inflation as the top issue for the members of the 118th Congress to address that came from their constituents out there across the country. And I don't have any problem with that. I believe that that's probably about accurate, don't you?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, this is going to be the crux of the matter as to why people are experiencing or will experience some real difficulties in the coming year.
Now, in the meantime, some good news. Buffalo Bills Hamlin tweeted for the first time since his injury, and the quote was, putting love into world comes back three times.
Well, there's a lot of love going to DeMar Hamlin.
You bet there is.
There's no doubt about that. And Captain, what a moment in our modern day history here, where all those people in that stadium, and by extension, all those people watching the game or hearing about this issue, fans, you know, people aren't even into football. They're aware of this, and that's right. That love went into the world, and what good has come out of this? It's really amazing, and to hear that he's making a full recovery is incredibly, incredibly good.
And the goody two-shoers that were out there were putting down religion every chance they got. I wonder what they said when they saw that stadium and all those people on their hands and knees praying in the stadium.
Well, I think it's quite obvious, Captain, is that people were looking for comfort. They're looking for answers. The game of football in and of itself can't provide the answers when something of this tragic nature occurs. And obviously people went down to their knees to pray. This is exactly what they should have
done. And I haven't heard hardly anything out of any of the people that were bitching and griping and moaning about the praying that was going on in America. I haven't heard hardly anything from any of them, and I don't think they dare open their mouths.
Well, no, I totally agree. Because again, in those moments, there's the secular society can't give you answers or comfort.
Now, Russia has been bombing regions of eastern Ukraine. They killed at least two people overnight, local officials said, as Sunday emerged. And Moscow, of course, had ended the self-declared Christmas ceasefire and vowed to continue fighting after they were the ones that initiated the peace for whatever reason, and said that, they were going to take the holidays off. Now, I still don't understand what the point was of not doing something you said you were going to do. Do you?
Well, of course not. But, Captain, there's no good intentions from Vladimir Putin. I mean, this is the person who gave the order to start what he called a special military operation, which is really a war in Ukraine. And the brutality and the targeting of civilians, the obvious war crimes, all these different things nobody forgets, and everybody knows exactly what we're dealing with.
Well, here's one for you before we have to go to break. The Freedom Caucus's Congressman Perry, has said that Nancy Pelosi ran the Congress like a prison camp.
Well, I have no doubt, Captain.
The
iron hand of Nancy Pelosi, she's incredibly formidable. There's no doubt about it. And so, yes, I was probably right.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, it's too good to be true, right?
Well, exactly. And again, you have to see the very seriousness. This is a good example, the seriousness with which the Democrats approach having power and implementing and using that power.
Speaking of power, you still have a bunch of people without power in Northern California. Is that right?
We understand that they are, and of course, we're checking out, Captain, poweroutage.us. We still are seeing a lot of people out of power right now, and it's gone down a little bit since last hour. Customers out in California are now 93,000. It was a little over 100,000 last hour, so they are having some luck, it would seem.
Yeah,
earlier, there was a lot of people out of power.
560,000 people were without power earlier.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
And these storms, and stay, you know, brace yourself. You could have more of this happen as these storms come through with these very high winds.
All right. I hear the music coming up in my ear here, so that means we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. So don't go anywhere. A lot more coming your way. And if I can locate Jeff and wake him up, he's going to take us to break. Let's see if I can locate him here. I think I found him right here. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jackson Wilson with a group called Alice in Chains. Good-looking blonde and a lead guitar. That must be Alice, and that's Barracuda. You remember that one, Kyle?
I do, yeah. Originally done by Heart. That's right, back in the 70s. Great song,
well,
and a real rock and roll, very cool song.
I think this version is just as good, if not better. All right, well, take it away. Tell us what's going on out west with the Wet Ah, because you've got Wet Ah.
That's exactly right, Captain. We're, of course, watching all of these aerial flood watches, these winter storm warnings all throughout California, especially Northern California right now. We do have a little bit of rain north of Los Angeles. We understand Southern California is going to start getting pretty good rain as we head into Monday. So definitely we don't need a whole lot more rain where these burn scars are concerned, but the rain is coming in. Another atmospheric river. Creating a lot of havoc. Right now, of course, we're actually seeing a lot more rain moving into parts of Southern California as well. Again, just north of Los Angeles, a little bit more than last hour. And we're continuing to see snow, of course, in the high Sierras. We've also seen lots and lots of rain in the sense of it causing flooding and other problems, especially power outages. Governor Gavin Newsom has even asked for an advanced declaration of emergency in the state of California as we go through the next 48 hours or so because of this big, big storm. That's where we're seeing a lot of the major activity right now. We continue to see high winds over in Cheyenne. We have winter weather advisories all up and down the Interstate 15 all throughout Utah. And watch yourself on I-80 if you're heading from Reno over to Utah. You're going to be encountering perhaps some rain and also some snow in different places as well. So please do be careful out there.
Well, I'll tell you what, I pick up myself here in South Dakota because from Sioux Falls down to the Nebraska line, you've got dense fog, a dense fog warning. That dense fog goes over into the southwestern corner of Minnesota, so you'll have it there for about 50 miles or thereabouts. Then you've got a dense fog warning in the northwestern corner of Iowa, which will go about the same distance, but it looks like as if there could be some development, some spread of this fog, because we do have some areas out to the east of both of those locations out along the highway. So just be advised and be careful, because you might get into some thick black stuff and you can't see where you're going. Now, in Nebraska, the central southern part of Nebraska, you've got some fog down in there right now, in about a 50-mile cylindrical area down towards the bottom of the state. It's not moving very far or very fast, but it's staying right there in that area at the moment. So we'll have to see how that all plays out. Moving along over to the east, we have got in the western part of Pennsylvania. Now, this would encompass most of I-79, north-south, from West Virginia all the way up to Pittsburgh and beyond, almost all the way to Erie right now. You have got rain. Now, you've got rain over on I-70 coming into Ohio from Pennsylvania, and that rain will take you in about 40 or 50 miles. You've also got what appears to be some snow flurries and or fog, could even be freezing rain by the looks here in West Virginia, the eastern part of West Virginia, north-south over on I-77. So be advised of that. That could get very interesting, and it might make life a little challenging for you tonight driving up through West Virginia, which happens a lot over there because they don't call it West by God Virginia for nothing. All right. And taking a look up into New England, things look pretty good up in New England tonight. Got a little bit of wave activity along the coast there from Nova Scotia down to Maine, down to, down all the way to, all the way down to Massachusetts right now. So you'll have some wave activity there. And then might have a little bit of coastal fog tonight in the Chesapeake Bay area. But other than that, things are looking pretty good. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And the Truckers Highway by Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J, right?
That's exactly right. And check them out at PilotFlyingJ.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com coming up. We appreciate him, KyleWarrenShow.com. All right, let's go over here. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Biden says he's going to announce his reelection bid in a couple of weeks or so.
Yeah. I hope he does. I hope he does announce. And I hope he says he will run.
Well, it could be interesting because be careful what you wish for. He might get elected. Jeez. Oh, my God. I sure hope not.
Well, I mean, he'd be easy to defeat if people, you know, are paying attention. He'd be very easy to defeat. So, I'm fine with him announcing a reelection bid.
Okay.
I mean, there's a campaign out there by the Democrats that says don't run, you know, so even people on his side of the party don't want him to run.
Well, Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow from Michigan announced about 3-4 days ago she's not going to run for reelection. So that's going to set up a real interesting 2024 political season for Democrats and Republicans in Michigan.
Well, and there's going to be a push. Keep an eye on Dianne Feinstein because she's not in the best condition either, and people are trying to, the Democrats are trying to force her out. And Adam Schiff is, it's come to his attention, so he is posturing and probably leading the charge to force her out because he wants her seat. So, yeah, watch for that.
Now, China is reopening their borders in the final farewell to the zero COVID laws that they had. Germany, of course, right now is also doing something which we just got a wind of. They apparently arrested somebody. We'll have to talk about this on the other side of the break coming up. But Germany arrested somebody suspected of a chemical attack plot.
I'm unaware of that one, so I can't speak to that one.
All right, well, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it during the break. Just come up here, and we'll go from there. But apparently that's something that's really starting to get the attention of some people here again because I heard about it from a couple of different people. Did you hear? Did you hear? Well, I did now. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day, a Monday, as we cruise along the overnight radio hours. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more Denise Simon 2.
Kyle Warren, stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.